You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Hoffman Show, we're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980, which is a visual experience. It's a shame that it is not also a higher sensory experience. Anthony just came in here eating a bag of Doritos, and now my studio smells like Doritos. Yeah, you got the orange fingers to prove it. I just have the smell of cheese in here, Anthony.
It tastes so good.
Yeah, like I remember how Doritos taste. I don't think I can have them anymore.
Oh, what about the Cool Ranch?
I mean, the thing is, like, I don't know. Doritos ain't real cheese. Maybe I could. I'm a little scared of super highly processed foods, and that's not like a general statement. It's my personal, the way my whole eating system works. Try not to get too graphic here. Certain stuff, and I have fights. I don't think Doritos would be good for me. But I don't know. Anthony, Reed, you still have the bag? Does it say like at the bottom where it has the allergens? Does it say like contains milk?
It says cheddar cheese parentheses milk cheese.
Okay, so there is some element of real cheese in Doritos cheese.
Yeah, sadly.
I mean, sadly it's a relative term. It keeps the temptation
There's
away.
Some skim milk in here, too.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Definitely can't have that. So, you can have your Doritos. Apparently, you can just leave the smell over here. Thanks for that. All right, it's time now to go around the NFL. 5:30 on a Monday. During the season, we do this, and we go around the NFL, and we go, hey, here's all the games. Let's talk about them. We picked most of them correct, or some weekends, none of them correct. But we just got a bunch of random news and notes here on a Monday, Anthony, starting in Detroit, where we have, like, real news. Frank Ragnow retired. I'm guessing the Lions had to have some indication this was happening, but it is still a huge bummer if you lose your Pro Bowl center in an offseason, period, but especially in June of an offseason. The good thing for them is they did take a center in the second round. So it does seem like they perhaps knew or at least prepared for the possibility. Because otherwise, why would you take a center in the second round? Especially one who is 24 years old already and is more senior and ready to play. But it looks like they're going to be starting a rookie center in year one without Ben Johnson. And you also have turned around the entire interior of that offensive line. Taylor Decker, who's getting up there in age, is still your left tackle. Penei Sewell, who is the best tackle, you know, in the entire league at this point, is at right tackle. But you have now switched out both guards and your center in an offense that was very offensive line dependent, as well as your offensive coordinator. This is going to be a very interesting year in Detroit.
Yeah, definitely a surprise just because, again, we knew how instrumental the offensive line was for their success. Jared Goff isn't the same, you know, player when he's, you know, doesn't have all these Pro Bowlers in front of him. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how he responds. Also, how the run game looks. I think they were able to have a lot of success on the offensive side of the ball just because of how good their offensive line was. But I'm not going to lie, Craig, it's a little concerning because we saw, like, from the Commanders' viewpoint at firsthand, how missing Tyler Biotis really impacted the line last year. So I think this is going to be tough for them, especially because the interior, as you just pointed out, is all new.
Yeah, it's just a lot of moving pieces, and, you know, how are they going to sequence plays? Are they as effective in the run game? I mean, that's a huge part, right? If you're living in second and six all the time, like, it's a lot easier to operate as an offense, especially one that wants to take a lot of shots. You can get in second and six, you either take your shot there, your whole playbook's open. Can you get in third and short, especially when you've got an aggressive coach like Dan Campbell who's willing to go for it on fourth down? It opens up the possibilities on third down. Teams are guarding against the sticks, and you just take a shot deep knowing you're going for it on fourth down anyway. So there's just a ton of stuff that gets opened up by quality O-line play on top of the protection that it gives your quarterback, and we don't know if they're going to have either. And so this was also a very, very offensive line-based scheme, the stuff that they were able to do. The good news, I think, for them is Hank Fraley, who is their offensive line coach, was recruited by multiple teams to potentially be an offensive coordinator and ultimately decided to stay behind in Detroit. So that is a huge boon for the coaching moving forward because he's very, very good and is an important part of what they do schematically. Obviously, Dan Campbell is a bigger part of what they do schematically than I think people realize. So we will, although I just said obviously is bigger than people realize, which is a sentence that if you think about it too hard, Anthony, doesn't make any sense. But people get what I'm saying, which is that Dan Campbell's important. It's not all Ben Johnson, even if Johnson was the mastermind that was leading that attack, and it's going to be very interesting to see what they do here in year one without him.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other retirement today in the NFL. This is a former Commander, actually. Not nearly as significant of a piece for the current team. Ronald Darby retiring. Spent 10 seasons starting in Philadelphia. Eventually here in Washington. Had a good season. Kind of one of those, why didn't they bring him back deals after he played well for Rivera for a year. Ultimately was in Houston. And told the Texans today that he is retiring. So some of these vets getting into minicamp and going, yeah, I'm good. I don't want to do this anymore. Or in, you know, Ragnow's case, kind of the realization that I can't do it anymore, that it's just not worth it for my body and I got to think about my future. And so for him, that's what the decision was. For Darby, it's just like, I'm good. I'm getting out of here. And so that's that. Ronald Darby retiring from the NFL after 10 seasons.
Yeah, I'm realizing I'm getting old, Craig, because when I was in high school, he actually played locally here at Potomac. So I got to see him. I got to see him run a couple of times as well. But yeah, guys that I was in school with are retiring from the NFL. It's getting a little concerning.
I mean, Ragnow's only 29.
Oh, wow. He's the same age as me.
Yeah. So, I mean, he played only 7 seasons. So at least they're just retiring early.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily just, you know, retiring.
Yeah. I mean, 10 years in the NFL, like, I think a lot of people that have played in the NFL.
Darby for 10 years. That's a full career.
Yeah.
But he's a little bit older than you, at least at this point. But yeah, Matt, I'm looking around. Look, I've said this before, say it quietly again. I don't think she's listening because I don't think she listens on a regular basis. She's a busy lady. But one of my very good friends is Alicia Clark, who's currently the oldest player in the WNBA. We went to college together. So this is someone who is my literal peer, is the oldest player in her league.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the oldest dude in the NBA not named LeBron? Is Steph the second oldest player
Chris
in the
Paul.
League? Oh, that's a good point. Chris Paul. Yeah, those guys are older than me. So I'm still good there. Steph is more close to my age. He's still got a couple years on me.
Yeah.
But, like, we were in college at the same time. Chris Paul,
Is Kevin Durant older than Curry?
Older than Curry? No.
Oh.
Because Curry played multiple years at Davidson, and I believe was drafted in... Was he in the same draft? Are they both 07?
I think KD's 07. Steph might be...
Steph Curry draft. He might have been 08. He was the 7th pick in the 2009 draft.
Yeah,
so actually, Curry and Durant might be the same age. Now I got to find out. Hold on. Steph Curry, welcome to Around the NFL, where we do ages of random NBA players. March 14th, 1988. Okay. Kevin Durant.
March 14th, 1988.
Was September 29th, 1988. So, KD's Steph, younger, even though he was drafted 2 years before, because Steph stayed in school.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we got that resolved,
the conclusion we've come to is that Craig
is not old. Yay! By the way, very funny viral video. The Chicago Stars, NWSL, they asked all their players. I feel like we're going to see versions of this going around. This is too good of an idea for other teams not to steal. What year does someone have to be born to be considered old? Girls passed the vibe test. They were talking about their parents and their grandparents. And I was like, thank you. Thank you. There was a couple. Then there was one girl who was born in 2001 that was like anything that starts with a 19. And the rest of the girls were like, screw you. Screw you. Apropos of none of that, continuing around the NFL, Stephon Diggs was at the Patriots OTA today. Just said, hey, everybody, I'm here. After he was on a boat with Cardi B this past weekend, they shared, I don't want to make it sound more worse than it was. Anthony, how would you describe the, there was the one video with him and the other girls and what looked to be some kind of drug, appeared, we don't know, allegedly. And then there was the video that Cardi put out this weekend. How would you describe that video without being too descriptive?
They were having fun on the boat.
Yeah, but like not
dancing.
Yeah,
it could have been, you know, for more so private consumption, I guess. But, you know,
yeah,
they felt comfortable enough, you know, putting it out.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looked like something that could have been in one of Cardi's videos.
Yeah, well, that too.
And, you know, that's typically not the kind of thing that NFL coaches are psyched about their players being involved in. And look, that's fine. What they do in their private life is fine. They chose to make that public, and that's their choice as well. They're adults. We're adults. Everyone's adults. But it is kind of funny that this is the Patriots, that is Belichick's former organization. And it's like, yeah, well, maybe some of Belichick's stuff wasn't on the level either, because look at what chaos he has now. And now you got Vrabel in charge, and it just, I don't know. It's not ideal in a sport that hates distractions, hates all this stuff. But at the end of the day, if Stephon Diggs can go out and catch footballs, then there'll be jokes that are made all season long, but at least there'll be ones that he can laugh at too, as opposed to whatever's happening right now.
But yeah, he's back. I would imagine Mike gave him a stern talking. Maybe not a stern talking to, but he's
what's he gonna say? Hey man, don't spend your free time not coming to a voluntary thing. Do it, but don't, like, it's voluntary.
True.
And that's the thing. Now, if I'm Diggs, is it and I'm hearing rumors like, oh, is he even going to make it to training camp? Do I show up for work today and make sure that the voluntary portion I'm at and be like, hey, guys, remember I'm good at football? Probably. probably made a business decision to come on in for the second OTA.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. Also, like, what do you say in terms of comment? Hey, do you have any comment on Diggs' video? No. No, I don't.
No.
Thanks. Thanks for asking. You got nothing? No. It was what players do outside of the building is none of my business unless it becomes my business.
And I'm going to see if he spoke today.
I'm not making this one of my businesses. All right. That is kind of this, that, and the other thing around the NFL. But we got to talk about real football next. Anthony Haney has taken home his first career flag football trophy. We will get the story from the behind the scenes of it all next before we get into some sound fresh from Josh Harris coming up at 6 o'clock on some of the latest developments at RFK Stadium. Josh Harris on the Stadium Project coming up at 6 p.m. here on The Hoffman Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.